Okay, we had to get our friends at the Wiki thing to help us out with this one. A new series... Well, we started at Christmas doing a new series of audio boos on Harry Potter. The was it called the Potter Boo? Or the Harry Potter Boo? I think it was the Potter Boo, to be honest, but it doesn't quite sound right. I think it was the Harry Potter Boo. Anyway, I haven't got a clue, quite frankly. But we did start doing that at Christmas, and then sort of nothing happened between then and now. And we had an idea to sort of do a series looking at the spells of Harry Potter. We thought it might be quite fun. So that's what we're doing. And with all these sorts of things, you have to start with A. Now, I realise there are many spells to be done. Yes, there are. Well, this is the first one, okay? So hopefully, folks, nothing's going to happen. We're going to give it a try and see what happens, okay? The spell. Okay, now... we're going to give this a try, okay? This is one of the spells in Harry Potter. Tell us what you think about this one. If you ever tried it, anyway. It's a summoning charm, which I think might be quite useful for us. Now, has various pronunciations. We believe it's pronounced as Accio, okay? A-C-C-I-O, Accio. But it says in the UK audiobook, they pronounce it as Axio. So it depends. It sounds like a Spanish, where you pronounce the C as a K, or it could be as an S. Okay, so I don't know. Anyway, the description. The charm summons an object to the caster, potentially over a significant distance. Sounds pretty good so far. It's opposite to the banishing charm. You may wish to do some cross-reference research there, if you want. It was first mentioned in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire when it was briefly used by Molly Weasley on the Weasley Twins. This may contain spoilers if you've never actually watched Harry Potter or read the books, but you're thinking of doing it over the summer, for instance. So watch out. It was used on the Weasley Twins to confiscate the Weasley's wizard Weezer's products from their pockets before they left even for the Quidditch World Cup. Okay, so it's been mentioned by various people trying to learn the charm in various places. In the book, Harry summons his broom to complete the first task of the Tri-Wizard Tournament. And also, Harry summons a portkey he cannot reach to escape from the battle in the graveyard. Okay, in the Order of the Phoenix, Bellatrix attempts to summon the prophecy from Harry. It's also seen in lots of other scenes as well. Okay, so we do actually have a little sort of explanation here at the bottom where the word may come from. Okay, I said Spanish. It says the Latin word actio or accio means I call or I summon. So Latin, Spanish, same thing. Okay, in the Hungarian translation, the spell is called invito, possibly from the word invite or invitation. So there we go. Accio, the summoning charm. If you try it, be very, very careful. That's all I'm going to say, nothing else. Just be careful. Try summoning people, and if you do the opposite one, the banishing charm, my goodness, we will not be held responsible for anything here on the English program. You've been warned.